You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. God bless you today. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners today, everyone who's tuned in today, because they want to hear a word from you. God, I pray, speak to everyone today where we know that you speak, guaranteed, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day in your word. Help us to understand this text today. Speak to us through your word, Lord. Speak 100 different things to 100 different people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. First, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I'm teaching this week, actually I started last week, what'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world. Last week we looked at and we took the whole sermon to look at one verse. Take heed that no man deceives you. We looked at deception, past, present, how are we deceived today, and future. What one event is going to deceive over 2 billion people? If you missed that, you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll find the link on there. Take heed that no man deceives you, and you can hear what one event is going to deceive over 2 billion people at the end of the age. This week, we're looking at earthquakes, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. We're going through the Lord's blow-by-blow description of how you will know that His return is near. Now, in the meantime here today, you know, we've been doing this for 2 months, and we're only in chapter 3, so heaven forbid I neglect such an important text like this of the Lord promising or threatening, depending on how you want to look at it, to erase someone's name from the book of life. This is what I want to look at here today. This is worth more than the casual glance. The text is Revelation chapter 3. This was known as the dead church. Verse 3, the Lord says this, "Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. But if you will not watch." Now remember, Hebrews 9:28, it says the Lord's coming back again apart from sin unto salvation to all those who look for Him. So He says here, if you do not watch, are you watching for Him? Are you watching in the morning when you get up, at night before you go to bed? You go outside and look at the stars and think and wonder, are you coming back? Are you looking for Him? Are you saying yes to Him today and no to sin today? This is how you look for Him. You look for Him by living a holy life. You look for Him by letting Him live through you. Are you looking for Him? You don't do things because you're looking for Him, and you do things because you're looking for Him. Do you want to do this today? No. You're looking in expectation, eagerly await, really is what that word means, those who eagerly await Him. And He says here, if you will not watch, then I will come upon you like a thief, and by no means will you know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. they will walk with me in white because they are worthy. Get it? They're worthy because of the life that they live, not because of what Jesus did for them on the cross. That justified them, but they were worthy because of what they said no to. They were worthy because of the kind of life that they lived. They lived a holy life. This is what the whole idea of church means. Ecclesia, called out ones. You're going in the other direction than this world is. You will walk with me in white because you haven't defiled, because you haven't defiled your garments. That's why they're worthy and walking with them in white, because of what you say no to today. That's what he says. Oh, granted, you'll be saved. Now, we read in 1 Corinthians, we read of those who are saved by the skin of their teeth, and as John Hagee likes to say, that they're going to smell like smoke when they get to heaven. You don't want to smell like smoke. You have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. They will walk with me in white because they are worthy. He who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and by no means, that's ume, double negative, vein popping, fist slamming, guaranteed, emphatic promise. By no means shall I erase his name from the book of life. What does that mean? The Greek word exalypso, it means to erase like a blackboard. You'll find the word in chapter 7, verse 17, chapter 21, verse 4, where it says to wipe away your tears. It also, the word means to blot out sins. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, you'll find that word used to blot out sins. Again, wipe away tears. The Lord here is promising to everyone who overcomes, I won't blot out your name out of the book of life. Now, a lot of people use this as a proof text that a person can lose their salvation. On the other side of it, a lot of the Baptist teaching and those that believe a person can't lose their salvation say, oh, this just means the opposite of that, that this is a guarantee that no way could anything ever happen to have your name erased out of the book of life. So which one is it? Can a person lose their salvation? That's the question here I want to look at in the remaining moments of this program. First, let me look at a couple texts that seem to imply that you can. The first one would be 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 2, where it says this. Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel which I preached to you, this is verse 1, which also you received, and in which you are stand, through which you are saved, if, notice that conditional word again. From Genesis to Revelation, you'll find the word if, all the way back to what God said to Cain. If you do well, then will you not be accepted? But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door and its desire is for you. This goes all the way back there. Here it's regarding your salvation, through which you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Action is required of you here. I hear it all the time. All you have to do is just believe once and nothing could ever happen to you. I say to that, no, that's not true. No, work is required of you. I didn't say work for your salvation. I say work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith. We have run the race. You know what that word is for race? It's agona, agonize. Matter of fact, while we're at that word, agonize to enter into the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. That's the first place. The second place to go is Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. Let's pick it up here in verse 21. You who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, established and firm and not drifting away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was proclaimed to all creation under heaven, of which I, Paul have become a minister. It's a conditional promise. If you continue, there is no option other than you overcoming. You must continue until the end. You must. You can't ever turn your back on him. You must always, at all costs, no matter what, continue in the faith. There's probably one or two more I could show you there. Now, if you notice in this text, in these texts we've looked at, there's one thing missing out of all this. You know what that is? Everything we've seen is you, and me. All our work, what we are doing for us to persevere, for our salvation. You know what's missing out of all this? God's missing out of all this. Let's now add God into the equation, shall we? Let's look at Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 28. It says, we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called. The called. Is that you? This is a special group of people. The elect. The called. I love the way the King James has the definite article there. To those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, listen to this. Because whom he foreknew, prognosco, what's God's prognosis of over you? He knows you from eternity past. Because whom he foreknew, past tense, the Greek is in the aorist, meaning this has already happened. Whom he foreknew, these he's predestined, pro orizo. Whom he's foreknew, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, meaning I'm not done yet, so have a seat. Moreover, whom he's predestined, past tense, these he's called, past tense. Whom he's called, past tense, these he's justified. That means in the court of God, he's gotten out his gavel, you see. He's the judge sitting behind the bench. He hears your case. He gets out that gavel, slams it down, and looks at you and says, not guilty. In a court of law, God has already declared you not guilty. You see, we look at man's side of it. Everything we looked at before, purposely I showed you, this is all man's work. But when you get God's work, you see, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, and he chose you from before the foundations of the world. You see, God's chosen you. Let's get God involved in the equation. You see, God's chosen you. God has known you whom he's foreknown. He's known you before the foundations of the world. God has chosen you before the foundation of the world. God has called you before the foundations of the world. God has justified. Down goes the gavel. Out goes the finger. Out goes those words. Not guilty. Now, I ask you, can a person lose their salvation? I would have to say to that, not in a pig's eye. Not in a pig's eye. If God has chosen you, if you are one of the elect, one of the called, there is no way can you lose that. God has chosen you from before the foundations of the world. He's got his tractor beam on you. You can't lose that. That's my opinion. Let's get God involved in the equation if a person can lose their salvation or not. We'll be back again soon with a new program. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time.